tonight. I need to get, because we ain't had one last 2 months, I don't believe. Last month we had the Jubilee, so, but, if you will tonight, you can turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. And we'll be reading down from chapter 10 and verse 34 through 39 here. And we need to pray for one for another. We need to pray for Sister Nancy. We need to pray for Sister Julia also, that they can end up and they can go into work one day, and they say that that's it, can't be changed, but God can change it. God can change it, and we know that. And today we need to, I know we need to pray for other people. And we need to pray for the lost, but I tell you, we need to pray for the Christians, because they are the ones that's having the hard times today that I believe that's going to carry us on through. But you know, I know with God, you know, God is able, and He will do it. But and we just let go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we pray tonight, Lord Jesus, that you just help us, Father, for the next few moments, Father, in reading thy word. We pray, Lord, that you anoint it for a fresh on high. And God, I pray, Father, that you just touched your people tonight, Father, and touch each one of us through speaking to our hearts tonight, Father. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you, Father, for being here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Here in chapter 10 and verse 34 says, "For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have hurt need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he said, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." I want to try to bring you a message tonight, and I want to try to look at it this way. And I want to try to go back up to verse 36 right here. And I want to use the last two phrases in verse 36. It says, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, yet might receive the promise." We know that the Bible, all through Scripture, and I mentioned it many, many, many times before, all through the Scripture, God has promised us this, and He's promised us that. But it always comes back, before we can receive the promise of God, it always comes back to us and acting on what we feel like it may be the will of God. I know sometimes that we will we'll go about and we'll do things and we'll say, well, is that the will of God? How many of you know what the Word of God said? That we must try the Spirit. When we must try the Spirit, that's bearing witness with somebody else's spirit. Now, Christians should be able to bear with one another. And they should be able to concentrate on the will of God in their life. Now, I don't know what the will of God is for your life. Just like I don't know what the conviction is in your life. But I believe that God gives each one of us a set of convictions that where we can look at it and we can get in God's Word and we can find the will of God for our life. Now, right here, it says right here in, for ye have need of patience that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Satan seeks to deceive who? Who do you think Satan wants to deceive? Me and you, the Christian. He don't have to go ahead and deceive that one that's lost. He already has them, so he don't fool with them. He fools with the people that is saved, that loves God enough and wants to see other people to come into the family and wants them to come into the fold by pointing others that better qualify ourselves to the will of God. By offering of our substance. You know, we have so much more to offer God that we haven't even touched on a portion of it. We just on a portion of this and that. But really, we haven't really come right down to the point. And I think I brought this up here about maybe a couple weeks ago or last week or whenever. But I believe this. I believe that each one of God's children today need to make this statement to God. Say, God, here I am. You knew what I was before I got saved. You knew where I was at, and you came where I was at. And you saved my soul. You blotted my name out of hell. And you placed it there on the Lamb's Book of Life. That's written in the blood of Jesus. And the only way that I can stand before God tonight is because of the righteousness of my Savior. And the righteousness of His Son. You know, I know a whole lot of times we say, well, we should go around, we should not be saying this, or we should not be saying that, because if we do, we're going to be judging people. No. I'm not judging people. You're not judging people when you obey God's Word. See, the Lord Jesus Christ, He goes to the Heavenly Father for each one of us when we do something wrong. Now, if I do something wrong, and you know that I've done something wrong, you're not judging me when you come and you ask me, say, well, Donnie, you know what you done was wrong. You know what you done
is not right. And you need to go, you need to pray. You need to ask for forgiveness for that. See, you're not judging me. You're telling me what the word, God's word says. That's just like I was in a church one time and they was talking about, and I heard somebody say something about that to someone else in the church that morning after our Sunday school, and they was talking about that same subject about judging somebody. And the individual says, no. Says Jesus Christ has already done the judging. And I thought about that. I was about bringing a message, and I really won't say anything about it. But you know, when somebody brings up something, and you know, you just, I don't know what it is. You just got to say something. But I said to them, I said, you know, I told the people, I said, you know, in 1 John 1, chapter 1 and verse 9. It tells me exactly what I need to do. If I don't do exactly what that Bible tells me to do, then yes, you are the individual that's supposed to come and take up for God. You're supposed to come and tell me what I'm doing wrong, where I won't danger the church. But see, Jesus don't do the judging. Jesus don't judge no more. He don't judge. Jesus don't judge me no more. I'm saved. I know I'm saved. But I'm no idiot either. I'm no individual that knows that since Jesus Christ don't judge me, that I know that this word right here don't judge me. He placed it right here in this word. And if I do something so horrendous against God and against the church, the next time I open my Bible, God is going to make sure that it opens where it's going to correct me. Where is it at? 66 books. 66 books. I had somebody tell me one time, said, well, preacher says, you know, I know they may call on me to preach his fellowship, but says, I didn't come prepared today to preach. I'm going to just tell them I just want to sit back and listen today. I says, you didn't come prepared? I says, did you bring your Bible with you? They said, yeah. I said, you got 66 books there that God has prepared you with. Then else you can preach on John 3:16. It's a whole lot more in John 3:16 that we can preach about than we ever really want to take that long to preach on. Satan seeks to detour the Christians. Oh yeah, I want to go out. I'm aiming to go out tomorrow in the morning I gotta go to the doctor. I gotta be that, I think between 10:30, I don't know which. Go to the doctor, as soon as I get out of the doctor. I'm aiming to come down here to church. And I'm aiming for maybe after Brother Bill gets off of work tomorrow, maybe me and him can go out and visit tomorrow. See, today, I mean, I said something to somebody Sunday night that I was going to go and visit somebody Wednesday afternoon.
Satan detoured it.
Satan put something in my way the way I wouldn't go. What was it? At this particular moment, I don't know what it was, but at the time it seemed important to me. But was it? No, it wasn't that important. We must remember that Satan will always try to detour us away from God and out of God's will. He seeks to make God's will a road of thorns. He tempts by opposition and oppression. He seeks to mix His will with God's will in our lives. We know that through the Bible, when it was written, it was over 40 different individuals that had written the Bible, penned the words down by the leadership of the Holy Ghost. We know that. But each one of them, pinning the word down by the Holy Ghost, there's one greater.
Just don't start thinking about, well, oh no, he done gone way off at deep end now. Hear me out. Just think about this thing. There's one greater. You know who it is? That knows the Bible? Better than the Holy Spirit.
After ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise of God. Ye might. That's the devil. Ye might receive the promise of God. He's putting doubt within us that we might receive that promise of God that's through this book. But no. We serve one that's greater than the devil. That's God the Father. See, Lucifer was there in heaven with God. He was there right there in heaven with God. Until he got that big idea. And that's where, I would think that's where mankind got our human brain from. Got it from his Satan. He got it in his mind. He says, I can do this right here a whole lot better than God can. Well, you know, damn you, church, I believe I can do that better than they can. You know the deacon in the church, I think I can do what his job is. I think I can do it better than he can. We think we can do it better than somebody else, just like Satan did. Satan told God, says, God said, I believe I can do it better than you did. Because now you seem like now you're going to start messing things up now. What happened? He threw him out of heaven. He threw him out of heaven where him and the angels that God had pointed to Lucifer. See, Lucifer, he had his set of angels that God had appointed to him to go and help him do the work that God has spoken to him to do.
But he won't satisfy with that. Just like mankind ain't satisfied with nothing. We're not satisfied. Are we really satisfied with anything? Nope. Who do we want to keep up with? We want to keep up with the Joneses. I don't know why the Joneses always get the raw deal, but they do. It's just a figure of speech I'm reading. I don't know how they got there. I've got the Joneses in. I sure am glad I want a Jones. But you know, that's the way we think. We think that way. That we've got to have the best. We've got the best. We have got the Father. He is the best. He owns it all anyhow. He owns all the banks. And I've heard more people in the last week or two say this, especially on TV and everything, and the news and all of that, say this. Talking about, speaking about the White House and when they had it lit up in all them different colors and all that weekend. They said, that's the people's house. No, it ain't. That's God's house. God owns that. God just allows us to use it, just like my home. I'm thankful for God that God allows me to be able to go home in the afternoon and get out of the weather. You don't have to. My home could be down under the bridge. Like what I've called home. But Satan, he wants to deceive us. He wants to destroy us. And how does he do that? By detouring our life. And with the corruption that he has. You know, as I was looking at that and reading it this evening and going over some of the notes and everything, I know I really didn't do it justice tonight, but I got to thinking about that a whole lot. How many times are we detoured in thinking that what we are doing, we're doing it for God? We need to make sure what we do, that we do it for God. That if we will do God's will, it's not like saying that, well, we might receive one of God's promises. No, I don't believe that. I believe if we do his will, and if we stay that close to him, that promise is going to come our way. Oh, it may not come today. It may not come tomorrow, but it's coming. It's coming. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. Father, thank you for what words, Father, you've given me tonight. Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, that each one of the individuals can be able to take the words, Father. And Father, that you can unscramble them. And Father, you can take them and put them in the right sentence that will touch the individual's heart, Father. Father, we need to know the will of God and our lives. And Father, we just thank you for your promises in the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.